Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday. It's great to have you at Divine Connections with Jody Higgins, Lynn Bleasdell, and Sue Delamonte in spirit. Sue's down with a wicked flu tonight, so it's Jody and me are going to do the readings, and we're also going to talk a little bit about the holiday season and all those triggers that bring up all those emotions that sometimes are pretty hard to handle. And if you want to call in, if you're having trouble with the season and it's making you blue or anxious or whatever, feel free to call in and talk to us. We really care, and we also kind of probably know what you're going through, because that holiday season just can get the better of most of us, I think, sometimes. Anyway, with that said, I'm going to turn this over to Jody and see what she has to say about this.
Hi, Sue. I mean, Lynn, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What is going on with my brain right now? It's all
oh, don't worry. You have Christmas brain. It's holiday season brain. Yep.
It is holiday season brain. And I think a lot of people really deal with a lot of anxiety. We're dealing with this expectation that we're going to be cheerful and happy regardless of what's going on in our classes or in our life, I mean. And a lot of people end up walking around feeling like they're really not fully connecting to the holidays. And even that then brings up more anxiety and guilt, because people don't feel like they're really connecting and like they're not really connecting to others during the holiday. It's really hard to take a step back and just enjoy time with yourself and your family with all of the expectations that go along with the glitter and the glitz and the shopping and the baking and the decorating that has to go on at this holiday time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think one of the biggest... Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just going to say the food can be a little dangerous, too.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about you. I used to work in an office, and there was something different every day, and I wanted to try it all. And it was usually something, and it would always be totally and completely made of chocolate and sugar, which you're never, you're never not hungry if you're stoking that body with sugar and caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to eat more. So definitely always put on 10 pounds, and you usually don't get that off until the next holiday season in December. So, it's pretty easy to suffer the consequences. I think the expectations of the holiday are super, super hard, because everyone wants to enjoy the holiday, and they think they're supposed to be so happy and light, but it's not a happy and light season all the time with all of the expectations that come along with it. And I don't know about you, but I have a hard time I have a hard time saying no. I have a hard time not making sure that I live up to the expectations others have of me, like, baking all the cookies, mm-hmm. making sure the house looks perfect. It just ends mm-hmm. up being very, very difficult to have a good time.
Yep, it sure does. And it doesn't matter what holiday. I was just I think those are all really good points. And I'm also thinking too, at the holidays, for many people, it's the first holiday without a loved one. So there's the grief aspect, and it may not just be the first holiday. It may be the third or the fifth, or it's just when we feel those empty chairs, at the table, and that hurts people so much. It's really hard to deal with that.
I completely agree.
I've been,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm listening. No, please go ahead, Jody.
I was going to say, I don't know if you noticed, but it always seems to be November and December that you start seeing or hearing from friends or seeing posts on Facebook or obituaries of people either getting sick or passing away. And I had wondered quite a bit about why it is that so much of that happens during this time of year. And somebody said something to me that made a lot of sense. And what he said was, we're coming up on the beginning of a new year, which means new beginnings. And I've always wondered if perhaps there's an exit, sort of an exit ramp, right? For those who decide that they have either met whatever their spiritual obligations were here on earth, or they've done what they were supposed to do, and they're ready to move on to their next spiritual adventure.
That could be very true.
And it's all brand new stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't make it any easier.
It doesn't, but I wonder if it's just like a lot of, some souls just go with the rhythm of nature at that point and just don't come back in the spring again. But boy, the step they're taking is, it'll be an expansion. You know, if you're ill or you're at the end of your road, then you're well again once you're out of the body that's worn out or, you know, coming to an end. It's just a
Absolutely.
Neat thing that they give us to wear on earth, right? And once that's done, I've heard from some of these spirits I've connected with, I've gotten 360-degree view, and I got from one, I always wanted to be everywhere at once, and now I can be, were a couple of the messages that came through. So, yeah, so if you are in grief right now during the holiday season and missing those people so extra hard, or it could be pets, your fur babies, if you're missing a loved one at this time of year, just remember they're not gone. They're a thought away, and they're right there for you. So, well, anything to add, Jody? You were reading some. Yeah, you were reading me a neat little bit before.
Yeah.
About some solutions.
I do want to say, one of the things on that list that you're mentioning that I was reading before was that, let's see, it was written down here in front of me. Oh, number one on the list, and this is a big one with, you know, having those feelings of grief and sadness when everything feels so happy, acknowledging your feelings. It's important to just say, yeah, you know what? I'm not all that happy this year. It happens. It doesn't mean that you're not still going to enjoy part of the holiday. It just means that it's okay to be sad when you're sad so that when you're happy, you can truly experience it. So here here's the rest of the list. The second thing, and I'll just run through it and we can address it after, but the second thing they talk about is reaching out if you feel lonely or isolated, because people who love you definitely want to be there. And if you don't feel you have someone you can reach out to, then volunteer, because there's always someone who will need you. And a great way to address your own loneliness is by curing someone else's. Being realistic is the third thing on the list. Things don't have to be perfect, and it's okay to accept how the holidays sort of come through. And if certain traditions don't happen this year, then create new ones. And that's even things like a lot of people, as their children age, the children stop coming to their family home on Christmas Day, because they have their own children and their children want to be home Christmas morning. So, you know, new traditions end up developing, and maybe they spend Christmas Eve together or another weekend together for Christmas. They talk about setting aside your differences with your family members. This is a big one. Stick to a budget. Don't overspend and have to spend the next year paying off all those gifts. Number six here says plan ahead so that you can have everything be as easy as possible. You know, set aside days for shopping, baking, visiting, and plan menus even and shopping lists so that all of that's done. I would say use Kroger list Kroger ClickList or one of those delivery services for your food and make it even easier. This one we address. Learn to say no. Learn to say no. Here's a big one. We just talked about this, right? Don't abandon your healthy habits. Because, you know, I don't know about you, if I get a good workout in, if I go for a little walk, it doesn't even have to be more than 5 minutes. But I always feel better after I get a little adrenaline pumping.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And plus the all those sugary delights, you know, they may get you going for a while, but the crash is, oh, boy, not worth it. So, I don't know. I guess indulge, but, you know, it's a little fine balance, I guess. You don't want to, like, overdo it, but you don't want to underdo it either.
Yeah.
No, oh, those alcohol. Are all good.
Alcohol's a biggie.
Oh, yeah. Yeehaw. All right. Yeah, well, I'd say a glass of wine can help you find your lost optimism, but if you can't stop drinking it, you're probably going to have a little bit of trouble. I don't know. You know, if
or
you
maybe
can
a
handle
little too
it
much fun at the office party.
There you go. Yeah. Well, it happens every year.
Photocopies happen.
Absolutely, they do. Oh, my goodness. But, well, you know, I mean, don't not have fun, but keep yourself safe, you know, keep yourself healthy. And, you know, and if you can't handle it, then find your sacred space. Retreat into that. You know, there's your sacred space is always available. That's your connection to source and to God and to spirit. And you'll be fine. You know, it's only what's that thing? This too will pass. It will be over. And we can get on with, I hope, a great new year. Anyway, anything more? Yeah.
Well, you know, I was going to say, get in the spirit by connecting to spirit.
Yes, very well said.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And spirit is always available. There is no time. Spirit is not available. So that's a beautiful thing to know and to carry with us. So, we've got three very patient callers waiting. Shall we go ahead and take some readings then, Jody?
I think so.
All righty then. Okay, let's see. Area code 856, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hiya, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Have we heard from you before? Your name or your voice is familiar to me.
Yes, I've talked to you before.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, welcome back, Laura. How's everything going with you?
They're going okay. I'm looking for work. And I had an interview about 3 weeks ago, and I'm wondering maybe see whether or not I'll get offered that position or if there's something else that's going to be coming in the new year.
Okay. Well, if how are you doing, Jody? Are you able to pick things up right away, or do you need a little time?
No. Hi, Laura. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello. Absolutely. Hi. The first thing I heard, you said, I'm out of work, and I heard, not for long. So sometimes they have a really funny way of coming in. So I don't think that you're going to be unemployed for a long time. What I want to caution you about is I know you need to be working and you feel ready to be working. I feel like somewhere between the third and sixth month of 2018, something really good will come in. And so you need to be prepared that this may just be an income, and you know, like a vehicle to make income until a better job comes in, because I don't think the first thing that comes along is going to be the ultimate answer for you. But be open, even though it's going to be a short period of time, be open to watching for the right thing to come in that's really going to make you happy. What is it that you do, Laura?
I manage and develop training programs, projects.
Okay. Is that for, like, at a corporate level?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I do want to encourage you to be open to this position if it comes in, but also know that if you keep your feelers out there, something is going to come along. Because something about this doesn't feel quite like the right fit. Is that correct?
Well, it's a long-distance drive every day, and I'd have to move, you know. So
okay.
That's the only thing. If I could find, I had interviewed for a job that I really liked in October in the Philadelphia area, and they told me they were forecasting and that this was basically, they weren't ready to hire yet, but they had told me that I was a good fit for culturally for their organization. So I'm not sure if maybe that will come back around.
Yeah, I think that it will. I think that could. I'm not sure if it's the opportunity I'm seeing for later in the year. But it might be. It might be.
Do you have
I feel
a description
like,
of what this opportunity is that's coming in the third, what, March maybe?
It feels to me that whatever comes in is going to be, the difference in the job is one is going to feel like it fuels your passion. It's going to be a good fit with the culture. It's going to be a good fit for you personally in terms of drive to work, money, benefits, things of that sort, flexibility, time off, things of that sort. Also, do you want to work from home some?
I would like to, yeah.
Because I think that option will be there. And I feel a little like it's just going to fuel your passion a little bit more because you're more excited about it. Because you like what you do. You just need to be in the right place and working with the right people.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Laura. It's Lynn. I immediately got Don't Despair very, very quickly. And they asked that you have patience here. Everything Jody said very much resonated with what I was feeling too. The numbers 3 and 4 come up separately. So it's not 34, it's the number 3 and the number 4. Now, I think Jody said 3 to 6 months. I'm thinking it be a little bit tighter time frame. 3 to 4 months is the best thing I can come up with those two numbers. I also drew an image of a house, and tethered to that house is a balloon. And that balloon, I think, is you. And it came up in a feeling to me that you should be trying to work from home. And then I got down here in the letters HR, feeling that whatever it is that's coming along for you has something to do in the area of human resources, connected to it somehow. Excuse me. Is that does that resonate at all with you?
Well, training and development usually falls under the umbrella of HR, so that makes sense.
Okay.
I picked that up
in
as
that
well,
case.
Lynn.
Oh, did you, Jody? Okay, great.
I did.
Yeah.
As soon as I quit talking, I had heard something about HR, so I want to validate that you're on with that.
Okay, and did you also see, Laura, I really get this feeling that working from home would be a perfect fit for you, but also I see trips now and then where you are working with groups of people. So,
yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, because I get best of both worlds here. But the house with the balloon and the balloon's tethered, like just it wants to stay home. And it doesn't mean you're like a hermit or anything like that. But I think working from home frees up the rest of your spirit to do stuff on earth, that all that driving's going to take your time up. You'll be in a much better mood. So I would look towards that sort of work. And, you know, you'll get a little traveling. You'll get a little, and you'll be able to organize yourself at home. So that's what I am picking up for you, Laura.
That sounds great. Thank you.
I will ask you, yeah. Very quickly, though, just before I picked up, the name Stan or Stanley came in. Is that anything for you?
I don't know. I used to know Stan years and years ago, but other than that, no, I don't know a Stan or a Stanley.
Okay, it may not, I don't actually think it's for you. It's just something that popped in just before I picked up your call. So anyway, I hope that really works out for the best for you, Laura, because it would be the best of both worlds for you. And
thank you.
I so wish you so well. And always call back and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Love and light to you.
Love and light.
Oops. Oh,
hi, Laura.
I'm a bad operator. I cut Laura off. I'm sorry, Laura. All right. We're going to go on to area code 917. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, Jody, and hi, Lynn. My name's Ellen.
Oh, hi, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
I recognize that.
Hi.
I recognize Ellen, too. How are you?
Terrific. It sounds like a reunion.
I think so. Well, that's always lovely. We always love that. So we're happy to hear from you. Did you want to ask a question or just free fall?
Well, I'll ask a question, but if you don't get anything on it and you want to go into free reading, you know, whatever comes to mind, that's fine too. My question has to do about changing careers and job. I've been doing a lot of thinking in the last 6 months about what I want to do next, and I keep changing it. So anyway, it'd be great if you could tell me anything regarding a possible change in career or job in 2018.
All righty. Go ahead, Jody, if you're okay to go, and I'll just scribble away here.
Well, I do get the feeling that you are bored. I want to ask you, what is it that you've been doing in the past? I feel like it's corporate type of stuff in an office setting.
Office setting, yeah, but it's in a nonprofit, not a corporation.
Okay. And are you looking at maybe doing something a little more entrepreneurial or a little more artistic? Because I don't feel like that's necessarily what you want to do. It's almost like, would this almost feel to you like a sort of early retirement so you can do something you're passionate about?
I wish I could, because in retirement saying, you know, the money is okay. No, I have to go out and make sure I get a decent salary. So it's not a semi-retirement type thing. What I'm thinking of is something that would be more creative, but it's probably not going to be entrepreneurial.
Okay. And that's okay, because
you know,
what happens is when you start doing something that, you know, that fits you and feels good, eventually you can turn it into something entrepreneurial. I feel like something more creative is going to serve you on a personal level, and I want to tell you that when you follow a passion like that, the money will automatically follow, even if you are working for someone else.
Yes. Okay.
What is the creative stuff you're looking at doing?
I mean, almost anything. I'm not joking. I just hate doing the same thing over and over again, which is basically what I'm doing now. I've been in the same position for about 5 years, and I feel like I know it. And there isn't any room for growth or creativity. So creativity could in the future mean almost anything different, where I learn something new.
Could it mean something related to some sort of, like, working in a floral shop or working in a bakery with decorating cakes?
No, that doesn't do it for me. I'm sure it's very nice for the right person, but it doesn't.
The reason I'm asking is I feel like you would go into something that's very creative. Maybe it would even be something on a computer where you're working with graphic design. But I'm feeling that there's a little bit of a need to, it's almost like if you were to get a little bit specific about what you want to do, you could go out and get a little bit of training and really do something with it in a job. Do you already have a degree?
Yes.
Okay, because I just feel like you could almost expound on what you're doing in what you're doing in the nonprofit sector, almost like being more of like a project coordinator or an event planner. I really kind of feel like event planning would be a good thing for you if you want to know the truth. So
Okay. I will consider that event planning. That's certainly more interesting than what I'm doing. At least part of it. I'm not sure I'd want to do it all the time, but it would be an interesting part of a bigger position.
Yeah, I'm just feeling like you need something that's not so humdrum, not repetitious. Also, it's like you're doing too much stuff that doesn't challenge you. So yeah. I don't know if what you're doing is administrative or if you're more executive level, but I just feel like you need more of an opportunity to sort of spread your wings and try and do more. And because it feels like you're in a smaller office in terms of the nonprofit, you probably don't get to do quite as much stuff as you want because you have to do a certain job.
Yeah. So do you see something like that coming up in the near future? It's like, yes, I'm willing to almost try anything where there's growth. And I put out some feelers during this year, and I became very busy at work. And now over the holidays, I hope to be able to engage in a job search again. So do you see this succeeding in the next couple of months?
You know, I feel like it's going to be a little while, but I feel like you have to get clear about it first, about the kind of things you do want to do and what you want to do, like in terms of do you want it to be nonprofit, do you want it to be corporate? It's like you really have to sort of delve into it because you feel to me like someone who has to be very focused. When you first came on the line, I saw you walking down a hall with determination, knowing where you're going, and I feel like you need that if you're going to make a change. So I don't think it serves you to just sort of look around randomly. I think you need to be very specific before you go into a job hunt about what you want to do. If you want to look at project management, then very seriously look at project management. There are starting positions out there. If you have office experience, you can usually get into a lot of project management stuff. And the same thing with event planners. I feel like those kinds of things are out there. So you have to go out and do some research, but I feel like when you find the right thing, it's going to phone in and you'll be able to find something, but not until you get really focused about knowing what it is you want to do. And the only way to do that is to do research on the kind of jobs that are out there. It's like you have to sort of get the vision first before you're going to be able to manifest it. Otherwise, if it's not focused, you won't get there. Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
It does, but why don't I just think about what you just said, and that's it. I'm not going to go and take a starter position. I'm not. I'm thinking what I would do is do what I'm doing, but it has more responsibilities or a wider range, or I handle it at a higher level, more of a management level instead of doing a lot of these things myself. That's what I'm thinking.
I could see that. And that makes sense to me with what I saw at the beginning with the hallway and you being very focused and determined. Yeah, if you were focused on a position that is doing similar to what you do now, but going into a position with more opportunity to grow, absolutely in a heartbeat. I also feel like management could be a good place for you, running a small team. So I definitely would look at that. Also, I don't know what kind of nonprofit you have worked with, but do you know what an executive director or an executive officer of one of those organizations would do? I feel like that would be good in terms of working with a board of directors.
Yeah.
Helping to set
yeah.
the direction for the organization, working with them. I really think you would also really enjoy that. So if you are out looking, that's another thing that had crossed my mind that I didn't give voice to, is that for you, you need to be passionate about what you're doing. So look for nonprofits that you really want to work with. Like, if you really love animal rescues, then look for a nonprofit that works with animal rescue, that kind of a thing.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
What do you get, Lynn?
I'm laughing my head off because the first thing I got, Ellen, was the image of a flower pot with a flower blooming very heartily in it, and an arrow going sideways, which indicates like a lateral move to me. And it says here, gardening, growing, arranging, with a question mark behind each one. However, underneath that, it says, think outside the garden. They're being incredibly cryptic and using a whole lot of metaphors tonight, but I was just astonished when Jody was talking about gardening and stuff like that. Like, I wonder if we're just getting like an awesome metaphor, but it blew me away. Anyway, the message comes through very strong, and you know it already, is that you need to work with not only your head, but your hands and your heart as well. And then comes the image of a bull. It's like the typical image of a bull kind of running, but it's in a pen, and it says your creative energy is penned up. Play on words, perhaps, pent up. However, it says here in question marks, own your own business or a franchise. Is that something you've ever considered?
I once had my own business, and I know how hard it is. Let me put it that way. And that's why I took a job. I'm not ready to accept that responsibility. And to be frank, I do like the whole concept of gardening. I've taken some classes on soil science, on botany. You know, it is a hobby of mine, I guess I should say.
We're both getting some gardening metaphors.
Very much so. And I was like listening to Jody, and I'm like, it's all this stuff, and it was like resonating back and forth. And here's the thing, maybe what's coming through for you is that while you're doing a job that you do because you need the income, maybe get back into your plants a little for the creative outlet. And one thing that came up, and I didn't, you know, that those weird little, they're sending fruit bouquets to people now instead of flower bouquets.
Yes.
Yeah. Like that popped in, and I really don't know why, because I'm quite sure you don't want to go making fruit bouquets for people, but, I think that was in, it's some, like, if you might, look around to manage like a franchise, who knows what might come down the road for you. But keep an eye out for stuff that kind of resonates with what we've been picking up here. Because, I mean, two of us are getting pretty similar stuff here. And garden metaphors and garden images. And it says, like, think outside the garden. But, you know, just you need to rev up that creative spirit. And what's that guy's name? I can't think of his name, but he said, follow your bliss. I'm sure one of you knows.
Oh, yeah. Joseph Campbell.
Thank you very much. My brain would not give it up. Okay, yeah, Joseph Campbell. He advises to follow your bliss. And I think you have your bliss is right there for you, Ellen. I'm pretty sure. Just go deep. Do a meditation and remember the things that made you feel timeless and in great joy and wanting to just be here on the earth doing exactly what you're doing at the time. See what that is and start doing that right away.
Yeah. Jody and Lynn, thank you so much. I was just hoping that could be
thanks for calling in.
To me. You know what I mean? I appreciate it again. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And take it as a metaphor too. So I think, you know, put your heart and your hands and your head together and you'll get some growth, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Again.
Love and light to you, Ellen. Thank you so much for calling, and let us know how it goes, okay?
Will do. Thank you. Good night.
student night.
Night.
Oh, where are we here? All righty. So we're going to move on to area code 678. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Having a bit of audio difficulties with you. I think your name, heard the name Jean. How are you doing? Oh.
Gina.
Hello. Gina, hi.
Yes.
Yeah, sounded
hi,
like you were
you?
In.
Oh, there you are.
Hooray, okay,
yes.
Here we go. Did you have a question tonight, or did you just want us to have a look
yes.
at things in general?
I have a question. What should I do with Jenna? Well, I guess I'm going to stick with the general.
Okay.
Let's see what you see coming up for me or what's in the cards for me.
Okay. For sure. What do you think, Jody? Is anything coming in for you?
You know, the first thing I heard was I felt like finances are a big question, finances and career. And then I saw a big heart, and it's about her love life. And so I kind of want to address your love life. Are you a single lady?
Yes, I am.
And are you seeing someone right now?
No.
Okay, so it's really funny because I feel like it's so cliche, but I feel like a man is going to be coming into your life, and he is definitely tall, dark, and handsome, and I feel like it's February. I saw a big heart, and I heard Valentine's Day. What do you get about that, Lynn? Do you get anything with that as well?
Jody, the first word I wrote down was boyfriend with a question mark behind it.
I kid you not. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I got to say, Lynn, I hope you won't, I'm sorry, Gina, I hope you won't be offended if I ask this, honey, about how old are you? Are you around 24, 25?
No, I probably look like 24, 25. No, but
I'm
38.
I would say your energy is like that. You're 38. Do you have any
yes.
children yet? Okay.
Yes,
so,
I do.
I would say I feel like there's a whole new beginning coming forward for you. And I think your children are probably a little bit older. Are they in their teens?
I have one that's a teenager, and the other one is elementary age.
Okay. I feel like this man that comes in, everything is a whole new beginning. I don't know if I see it moving very quickly because I think you move slowly. I would, however, say that if you don't want to have more children, you better be very careful because I feel like this is going to be a big love connection, a very fine man. And I feel like there could be a love child born out of the union or an oopsie baby, depend on how you would like to address it. But I feel like it would be an opportunity to raise a child in a way that you never experienced before, meaning you would have more time to spend rocking a baby and more patience to give a little one.
What?
Did I scare the heck out of you?
Whoa. I don't want another child. I don't
then
want
be careful.
Child. I know. Is he going to be a good father? That's going to be the big question because, the father
the
that
feeling
had,
I
my
get,
last one. Mm-hmm.
Well, the feeling I get is that this would be the opportunity to raise a child the way you really always wanted to. The man would be involved, finances would be easier, patience would be more plentiful, and it would be a fun experience raising a child instead of fearful or a chore or worrying about doing it alone. If this were to happen, it would be a beautiful thing. And, you know, if you choose not to have children, that would be fine too. I'm just warning you to be careful. But I feel like this man who comes in could be one of those things that's really, it's really special.
Oh, wow.
It wouldn't, it wouldn't be the thing you take lightly.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm coming, and that's funny that you said February, because February would be 3 years since I've been divorced.
It's about perfect timing. And you're ready. I think you took quite a bit of time to heal and recover. And I think that is the thing that really puts people into the right mindset and to have the right ability to have a relationship that's going to be what they really wanted that they didn't get the first time. It's not that it was, you know, a mistake or an issue or a problem or any of those things that people say, but, you know, that was a different kind of learning experience. And you would be able to take that experience to grow a new relationship. So I see it being a very, very beautiful, very romantic relationship. It's something where this person would have a lot of patience and kindness. And are you a very spiritual person? Do you go to church? Because I feel this man would be spiritual and connected.
I haven't been going to church because I work two jobs and I have to work on a Sunday.
Okay.
And that's another thing when you say about career and finances. It's like I would like to give up one of the jobs and just have a good paying job. I don't have to work so many jobs. So that'd be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to go back to church.
I do think things would get a little bit easier financially for you. Can I ask what it is you do right now?
Right now, I both jobs are dealing with medical records and they temp jobs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you said medical, I heard medical billing. So is that something you've been wanting to learn, is medical billing? I would tell you, if you were to go take, is it something you like?
No.
Okay. Is it nursing?
No.
Because something in the medical industry that you like? Because I'm feeling like there's some training you could go get that you would enjoy that would help you to make more money. Is it not? You don't really want to be in. You don't really want to be in the health industry, though, do you? This is basically for.
Yeah, not really. Right. I mean, I think I thought I did, but
You know, I would say that I think that it's going to be a little while before you can do much about it, but I think for you going to school would definitely be a helpful thing. But I wouldn't tell you, you don't feel like a go-to-college kind of person to me. But you are
I've been there and done
that. Like get a certificate or a license. So
yes,
maybe a
something
license
quick
would work for you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I've been to college and got a degree. Yes. Over that.
And, you know, I don't feel like you need a ton of education, but you want to do something very specific and be able to do something you like. So look into the kinds of careers that have, you know, short learning with a decent income, you know.
Right.
One thing I hear, I just heard is like maybe a dental assistant. Dental assistants can do very well. Dental assistants, dental hygienists, and it's less than a two-year degree. If you like sort of medical background and you can also leave that job at home. It's not like more of a corporate or an office position where you're having to, you know, work evenings, weekends, always sort of be thinking about the job in the back of your head. It's stressful, but it's a different kind of stress where you leave it at work. And then you have time at home for your family and your kids.
Definitely.
But if you want to get away from two jobs, you're going to have to make a decision and make some sacrifices to get there. I don't feel that you get a lot of financial assistance from your ex. Is that correct?
Only thing I get from him is child support. But my son was going through an issue for the past 2 years. He'd been dealing with seizures. He doesn't have seizures now, but 2 years after we got a divorce, I had to deal with a lot of medical expenses on my son, and it was just really, I mean, he doesn't want to cooperate. I had a time with him trying to help me. So he, you know, he's a tad bit better now because he's a little bit more involved with the kids, but he could do better. I mean, you know, it is what it is because he got a family of his own, so it is what it is. It's like what,
well,
I can,
what I would,
can I do?
Right. Well, what I would say is that let that go the best you can, which I think you're doing a good job at. I think it's very hard to say, I'm just going to give control up of this thing I can't manage or I can't control. But you can control you and to make your situation better. You know, the situation you're in is that finances are tight. I want you to look into some financing for you to be able to go to school. If you can get some help there to pay for school and work during the day, there might be some support as well with raising your family. So you can go to school and then have one job as opposed to having two jobs all the time. Do you understand what I mean? Like look into scholarships, look into different grants for single mothers, because I think there's options out there that can make things easier for you. And, you know, so the thing is that you may not be able to control what he does, and it's very healthy to let go of that. And then instead, what you can, which is, you know, your ability to learn and your ability to grow and make more money, and you get to walk away with having the pride of raising your family. You know, there's a lot of benefit to that.
Right. Exactly. You're definitely right on that.
And
I have learned
and I feel
to let
like
that go.
You just have to. Sometimes there are things that you can't control, and rather than have a knot in your stomach over it, you know, you let it go and figure out, you know, how to go on and make things work without having to have exactly what you want, close to what you want, right? So
exactly.
And I feel too like there's a little bit of a change with some money flow in the spring. I don't exactly know.
Probably
I don't
my
know
tax
how
refund.
Much.
You're probably
oh,
tax
maybe
refund.
That's it. Well, maybe it'll be a little bit more than you were expecting because I do feel like you'll be surprised with it, okay?
Oh.
Because it's going to make things a little easier.
Oh.
Here's
okay.
the thing I'm hearing too is, you know, put it away, but go ahead and take a little for you. I mean, you know, put a good amount of it away, but take a little bit for you and for the kids and have some fun, too. Everything doesn't have to be all work and no play.
Right. That's right.
Right?
Yes, I deserve it since I haven't been working in 2 years. So I think I deserve it. I think I deserve it, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Lynn? What are you getting?
Well, aside from that first word, boyfriend, which came up right away, separate from that, I think just the name Des or Desmond or perhaps Del have any resonance for you, Gina?
No.
Okay, then leave that one. And the number 17 came up. Not sure what that's for. But anyway, back to this guy. I don't know. Do you remember the first Terminator movie at all? Do you remember the Terminator movies?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, what came up for me was a scene from the first one where the guy that comes from the past, Reese, is telling her about her son. So she's like, oh, wow, I have a son in the future. And she says, can you tell me who he is so I don't tell him to get lost? That resonates for you, okay? Only because this chap who's down the road for you, I picked up so much of the same thing as Jody did. I wrote patient, he's kind, he's gentle, but I also wrote down shy, very shy. Be a friend for a long time because... yeah, he's shy. Well, same thing for both of you, really, is, you know, having been burned, you don't want to, like, play with the fire again. But this guy you can trust. And you'll note he's got a huge sense of humor. He's going to really make you laugh. You're going to make him laugh. I wrote down big heart, big heart. And I don't know, I didn't pick up really you having a child necessarily, but he might be a dad already. So there may be a child in the picture. And I wrote down he also may have a dog. Are you an animal person in any way? Do you like dogs or cats, anything like that?
Yes, I actually have a dog right now.
Good. Because the suggestion came through that you look for sort of more work that has more interaction with other humans and or animals. And I'm thinking like you would make a dandy receptionist at like a vet clinic or a shelter, something like that, where you're interacting with the public a bit more because you have such a sweet soul and such a lovely energy.
Mm-hmm.
Your social skills would be very useful in a situation like that. Because I also picked up, as Jody did, I picked up a medical job. But, you know, I don't blame you one bit for not liking what you're doing. But if you had something more interactive with the clients, say, and so I would look for something more along, and even if it's temporary, and you do decide to go get more training and go back to school, even if it's just temporary, I think that's going to float your boat a lot better than what you're doing now. Something that gives you a chance to help people a little, you know. And I picked up animals it wrote down here, vet clinic or shelter, more interaction, receptionist type thing. With people. Yeah, you want a job with more going on like that, I think. You'd be so much better. So, look around for that. I just get a feeling like the road, once you sort of set that intention, the road will rise up to meet you with that. And I think, I just feel like you're going to be a lot happier because, take that lovely nature and use it to work with the public a wee bit more. And that's what pretty much I think. Yeah, but don't push that guy away when you meet him, right? So remember, don't tell him to get lost, and just take your time with him. And you know he will come to you. He's one of those people. I feel like he wears his feelings on the inside, like a fur coat turned inside out. All that warmth is on the inside. But don't let the lack of emotion on the outside fool you. Once you get that sense of humor going, you're gold. Okay? And that's pretty much everything I have for you.
I hope that helps.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's enough.
Yes, that is enough. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're most welcome.
You have a great night.
Thank you so much for calling. Love and light to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Alrighty. How you doing, Jody? Do you need a little break or are you ready to keep moving?
I think I'm doing pretty good, but I wanted to ask you, one of the things that I really like during the holiday season that reduces my anxiety is to watch funny holiday movies. I love all of Christmas cartoons from when I was a little girl, but one of my favorites is National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess it's not called Vacation, but the Christmas one that they do. I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, it's Christmas Vacation. It's a classic. It's absolutely brilliant.
Is
that
what they call it? Okay.
Yeah.
And then one of my all-time favorite ones. Yes. And
which one?
Another one I love is The Santa Claus and The Santa Claus 2 and The Santa Claus 3.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet movies, they are sweet movies, and they bring back all those feelings of being a kid and, you know, connecting to this thought of Santa Claus, which is such a precious, sweet little thought for kids. And then, you know, just the love and just almost the magical part of the spirit of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to hang on to that. And that's a good sugar substitute as well. get the sweetness from the
is.
Movies. Oh, yeah. Oh, and the Muppet Christmas Carol. Oh, my goodness. That one I do not miss every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Well, we've got a few more callers. And I'm going to say, like, throw out your favorite Christmas movie when we pick up your call, if you want. Love to hear some more of those.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. So, moving on to area code 631. You're on the air. Can we get
your
name,
great. I'm glad I got through.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about the wait, but we're, the lines are hopping tonight. That's great. Anyway, what's your name, please?
My name is Suzanne, and can I ask two questions, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
So what's your
My first question is, I had an interview for two positions. One was a teacher assistant, and one was a teacher aide. I might get offered both for January and find out soon. Which one do you think I should take?
Okay. And did you have a second one that you wanted to look at?
One was a teacher aide, and one was for a teacher assistant.
Oh, no. I thought you said you had a second
question.
Yeah,
the second question is, when do you see a boyfriend or soulmate coming in?
Okay, perfect. All righty. Well, if Jody's ready to take it away.
I'm on a blind date. Sure about it tomorrow.
Oh, you are? Okay. Okay. All righty then. Let's see what we get here. And
well, it was really interesting because I heard right away you can be, like, I feel like the teacher's aide position to me jumps out a little bit more.
That's another psychic that, too. It's more in my heart. The thing is that it doesn't pay as much as the assistant, but maybe I could be an assistant down the road, but I can't wait forever. But then, I don't know, it's just like
What is the difference? An assistant you're actually working with?
Well, the
assistant
children? I'll be helping in the classroom, or I don't know what it would be because they didn't tell me if it's going to be working with one student or working in the classroom, and they didn't tell me if it was going to be elementary, middle, or high school. I have no idea. The aide is going to be working in a classroom, like with one student, and working with other aides.
Okay. Well, I do feel like it would be with younger kids, but in the upper age range, like third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade-ish. And whether you take the aide or the assistant, I think they're quite similar. I think the teacher's aide one is the one that'll come available first.
That's with the high school kids.
I think you're going to like it better.
That's with high school, though. Aide one is with high school kids, and the assistant one I don't know yet.
With younger kids? Okay.
I don't know. They didn't tell me yet.
I feel like you're going to like working with younger kids more. I feel like you're going to get more joy out of that. But, you know, when you first called in, the first thing I heard is, why aren't you the teacher? Because I feel like that's really what you want to be doing.
I'm not certified. I'm not back to school at this point. No way.
Okay, because that's really what you want to do, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Okay, it feels like it would be something that you'd really enjoy, though, just so you know. But the teacher's aide one is the one that'll come forward first, I do believe. But something might come forward where you can work with younger kids, and I feel like that's going to be a better fit for you. But working with high schoolers, you're going to enjoy it just as much.
I don't know what to do because both schools are probably going to call tomorrow. And I can't, and if I say no to one, I'm not going to have a chance to go back to either one. I have to make a decision. I sub now in different schools.
Yeah. I think you can say yes to whichever one you want. I think they probably both will be offered, but honestly, you have to go with what you feel. I can't tell you which one to do.
I don't know. I don't know either. That's the thing.
But have you thought about what age range you want to be working with?
I probably would prefer the younger ones, but I don't know what age group they're going to ask me to do, because they had a couple elementary, a couple of middle school, and a couple of high school, and they were supposed to call me today, and they didn't. The one with the high school checked my reference today because it was a friend of mine, so I don't know. They're probably going to call tomorrow, but I have to know that I'm getting the other one, too. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I always tell people, you can always accept the position and let them know that you've decided to take something that's a better fit. And
okay.
There's nobody is going to fault you for that. They want the right person who's the right match to the position as much as you want to get the right job.
Do you think they call tomorrow the assistant, they're going to offer me young kids?
I feel like one of them will, yeah.
The one with the eight is definitely high school.
If you're not working with young kids, I feel like you will be later. So just know that whichever one you take leads to more down the line, because it's not it's not like you're going to be pigeonholed into one thing. You're going to have other opportunities that are going to come up in the same school if you choose to move around or if it's not the right fit. So, you know, these are sort of entry-level positions, and as other ones open up, you'll have opportunity to move. I really believe that.
It'll make it harder. I'm sorry.
I know, I'm sorry, but just know that look at the overall picture. Look at the environment. Look at the people's attitudes that you've interviewed with. Those things are important, too, in terms of environment and location, okay? So consider the big picture overall, because both of them, I believe, will give you an opportunity to work with different classrooms, different ages, and different kids at different times. Like, you might be one age range for 6 months and then go somewhere else, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't just tell you what to do. But the other thing is, and maybe Lynn will get more input on it, the other thing is I feel like it's going to be a little while before a man comes into your life. I feel like you have been having a lot of things going on for you. I feel like chaos.
No, there's no chaos. I just need a steady job, and there's no chaos at all. I'm here alone a lot. Definitely ready. Yeah.
But are you settled also where you live?
Definitely. Just got into a place. It's all done up. It's all fixed up. Everything's nice.
Okay. Well, maybe it's the job then, because I just feel like a few things need to, that you're sort of working on you right now and doing some things for yourself. So he's going to come in, but I feel it's later. It's 6 months or more down the road. I feel like it's the later part of the year before.
Oh, I can't wait that long. I'm going on a blind date tomorrow. If he likes me, I'm going to like him.
Okay. Just know that you can date more than one person at a time. I completely understand.
Get more than one
person.
It's hard out there.
Have fun dating. I know it is. Trust me, I'm single. I'm with you, honey. But I also feel like you're a great lady and you have a lot of opportunity and you don't want to jump before the water's right.
There's nothing to jump on. No, I'm going on a blind date tomorrow. What do you think of that?
I think you're going to be fun. I don't know if he's the right fit. I think you're going to have a good time, but I think it's going to be sort of short-lived. I think you might find that he doesn't fit certain standards you have.
What do you mean? Like he's an engineer or something?
Right, but you have things that are important to you other than just having a job, right? Or a good job. You want someone who's kind. You want someone who's patient. You want someone who loves you and thinks you're very special and beautiful and talented and smart and all those things. And, you know, I just don't know if his personality will fit what you need. But I don't feel like you're going to be a single woman forever. I'm just saying that I feel like it's going to be a little bit before the right one comes in. That does not mean you won't be dating. He will definitely be out there dating and having fun. Don't worry about that. Just know that it's a little while before the right one comes in.
And it doesn't seem like fun. It's like a job interview.
Yeah, it is a job interview, but it's a very important job, honey.
Like, what do you like to do? What do you like to do? Oh, God.
You.
I know, right? You know, I would say go into it with some fun questions, like, what inspires you? Who's your favorite author? What makes you really think? Do you love animals? The things that are important to you.
He likes music and he likes to dance and he likes to go to bands.
Those
live
are
bands.
Good things.
I'm kind of outgrown
the
beach.
Too?
Not really. I'm kind of outgrown the beach hut kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, pay attention to that and see what you think. You'll know. I know I personally can't keep up with someone who wants to be up and listening to bands a lot or going out dancing. I don't have that energy anymore.
Well,
but I like
well
so
yeah, but
while.
I'm more like I guess I miss the family life more than anything, more than going out. I don't explain it.
So that's a good example of one of the things that are important to you that might be different than him. You might be more of a homebody, whereas he wants to be out, you know, whooping it up a little bit. You just need to know what's important to you and what you want out of a relationship and out of a person who's going to be a good match for you. Otherwise, you're going to end up being disappointed in the long run. Did I just take all the fun out of dating? I think I just did. I can hear everybody groaning.
Oh, poor Susan. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
What do you say?
I ruined all your fun.
Good one.
What do you get, okay. Lynn?
Okay, here we go. I have a lot of stuff written down. Okay, as far as the jobs that are being offered, the number two came in for that. Which one was number one and which one was number two?
I went on one at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I went on one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh, okay. If you were good, if you were to flip a coin to see which one you were going to pick, which side would you hope turned up?
What do you mean?
The,
heads or tails?
Well, like heads is the aide, tails is the assistant. Which side did you would you secretly want that coin to turn up?
I don't know because the aide job at the high school seems good, but it's not really. It's like 5 hours and lower pay. The assistant one, I don't know what I'm going to get, and it's a little bit more money in 6 hours, but I don't know what grade I'm going to get if I'm going to like the people. So it's both like, oh, my head's spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if I
well,
say no to one of them, they're never going to call again, either one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's, yeah. Okay, if it doesn't, if the job itself, like, isn't sort of your... Like, if it doesn't matter one way or the other, I would take the job that has the higher pay for you and the better
okay.
hours.
Do you think they're
going to
call
now.
Tomorrow?
I'm honestly not getting any kind of response. I'm not feeling any yes or no on that. I'm so sorry, Suzanne. I don't. Jody,
yeah, well, we
do
have vacation, and then it has to be board approved by the 11th of January, so...
Yeah. Well, let's see. Tomorrow is Thursday. I imagine they'll call. I mean, I'm just not picking up a yes or no on that, and I don't want to like make up stuff.
Right, right, right.
But I will write down. I did write down here for you. Take the one that's got the higher pay, the better hours, and while you're doing that job, it says reinvent yourself a bit. You need a sideline. The message comes through. You need a sideline. If your computer skills are reasonable and it's work you can do, had you ever considered adding tutoring to your line of work? Online, tutoring online?
Maybe. I don't really can't get that. If you're not, I'm not a certified teacher right now, so you can't really get that.
Not necessarily. I would search online for a less, like you don't, you can do casual help to people, you know, to just to make yourself available
maybe
as a tutor.
I was thinking also maybe like if they needed someone to ride the bus with one of the kids after school or doing morning care,
mm-hmm.
something like that, instead of tutoring, like something extra.
Yeah, tutoring may be too narrow a term, but facilitating in some way, like helping, like just have, like you need a little sideline, I think.
Yes, I do.
And yeah, so. And
so maybe
so
if they call tomorrow, I'll just say yes, I'll definitely take it. And the other one, I'll just say I had to take something that paid more. I do.
Totally, and there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't make you like a bad guy or anything. Yeah, and then while you've got that little higher paid job, do that reinvention and find, because you I see there's sidelines out there for you, and you can totally take advantage of your computer and also help where you can with the bus thing. That sounds wonderful. Yeah, and it would be great. And then you'd get that energy of the smaller kids, the younger kids, maybe that sort of
thing. Yeah, maybe they are going to offer me the younger kids tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because there was two openings in it.
Yeah, well, pay attention to how you feel, in your, like, your gut, I'm just going to say. That gut feeling, like the one, you'll know which one, which side of the coin you want to turn up. It will be... It may be a small difference, but you'll know which one you want. I think you kind of already know that it's, you know, the younger kids you like to work with.
Yeah.
And, just...
But I don't know what they're
going to
offer me. They might offer high school, too.
Yeah. Right. Jody, yeah.
Hey, when you were talking about the timing and tomorrow, it hit me on the sudden that the call, I don't know if you're actually going to get a call tomorrow. I heard very strongly Friday, almost like a deadline,
right.
Like a wall coming down.
Well,
they'll be disappointed
have to
if you don't hear
then,
from them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I trust
so,
that.
And I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with Lynn,
yeah,
too, on the not feeling entirely sure. I feel like something's coming. I do feel like one of these jobs will come through, but you're going to hear something from both of them, I think, by Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
you
didn't mean to interrupt
you,
Lynn. I just wanted to validate.
Oh, no interruptions. That was fabulous. Just hop on in.
And what about
to.
The man tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to also add, like, use the work you get now as a stepping stone to something that'll be even more fun for you, you know, like the facilitating or the helping out or even, you know, tutoring if you can. So as for the man, and it says here, If you're talking about a soulmate, then tomorrow night's date, I don't see it.
I know. My gut already knows.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna.
You know what it is?
I
guess I want somebody so badly that even if they're like, he's around my age, but he seems older. I don't know how to explain it because I think I'm young for my age. I could be wrong. Who knows?
No, you know how you feel. And if you are, you know, you'll know that. But don't worry about that. Just have fun. And, you know, I get a kind of a friend.
They're not really fun anymore. They're like interviews.
Oh, no, but, you know, have you let go after you put that request out into the universe, so to speak? Did you let go once you put it out, or are you still hanging on to it?
No, I'm letting go. You know what it is, real quick? I don't want to take up too much time. I'm finding a lot of these men, especially when they're older, they don't even say, oh, you look so nice. And they don't, like, touch your hand to show that they like you or anything. It's like, oh, what do you like to do? Well, goodbye.
Oh, you need a gay boyfriend.
No. Not gay, but you know when somebody likes you, they flirt.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. But I am, well, the good news is that, and I'll ask Jody if she, how she feels about what I'm saying here, down the road, connecting through some of the new work you're going to be doing, you're going to meet someone who's going to set you up on another blind date that will be fun and it will be a good one. And there you will find someone that you do connect with. It's like strings on a guitar. There's got to be good tuning between souls, you know, so there's, you know, good music. So just be patient.
I do like somebody who flirts. I do.
Yeah, of course. But just be a little patient.
And someone who's affectionate, too.
Yeah, like
be
affectionate
sure.
and flirts, not like if you're not going to date me, I'll date the next one. Next.
Oh, ick. No. Ew, you deserve way better than that. Oh, for sure. Yeah, no. But just be a little patient. But I do feel that you will find through a connection, someone you haven't met yet, but will do through the new work. It may not be the job you're going to be doing, but one of the sidelines you start to do, you're going to have that next line.
Well, I'm not
going to
do too many sidelines because I want a date.
Well, maybe you're going to maybe you should find a way to tie that all in. Who knows?
I'm not going to find anybody. I would have to, like, maybe do the bus thing. If they needed me to get the kid on and off the bus, if it was younger kids, I don't know, maybe the bus driver knows somebody.
Well, yeah, no, but...
Actually, can I interrupt for a minute?
Yes, please do. Yeah.
Lynn, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. I keep hearing latchkey. And so the thought of meeting somebody through a side gig definitely... fits for me because I was hearing that you should do a latchkey before and after school, and perhaps it'll be a single father.
Me too, Victor.
You could do your own latchkey for kids.
Yeah.
And you could also do a latchkey for the younger kids.
Yeah.
They usually married the people who want babysitters.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Not all people are married who want babysitters.
Yeah.
I promise. I wouldn't jump to conclusions about the future, for sure. So, like, try to suspend your disbelief about stuff like that if you can. Let spirit do the work. Put it out
maybe
there.
Maybe an old grandfather.
You never know. Well.
Oh, great.
But I wouldn't, you know
well,
one
you
thing
know,
I
Susan,
would not do? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I was going to agree with you. I would love for you, Susan, to look up on YouTube under Esther Hicks and look for some of her meditations and some of the channeling of Abraham where they talk about manifesting the love of your life because changing your thought patterns creates the ability to bring into your life what you really want. And you do have this sort of self-talk of it not happening. And so we want to open you up so
really
that you can access
and bubbly
that. Yeah.
That I've been on blind dates that I'm almost ready not to go on. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but you can definitely change some of your thoughts through meditation and working with some of that stuff, and it'll help you feel a little more positive about it because it is definitely out there.
Tomorrow's date's going to be great, and even if I'm not attracted to him, I'm going to flirt with him.
There you go. Good stuff. That's the spirit. Just have fun. Have fun.
Then you get to make him feel good.
Yeah. And don't forget, we all have to kiss a few frogs before the prince comes along, as they say. So, don't worry about that. Just enjoy. And it's going to be okay. You really are going to meet that soulmate, as you say. You know, you'll know.
All right,
yeah,
I will take the assistant job. And then in six months, I'll be engaged.
Yep. I'd love it if you'll call us back and tell us the exact thing. That would be wonderful. We have to wrap this
right.
call up, Suzanne, because we've got one more poor caller hanging patiently.
Yeah.
So please let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear how things turn out for you. And don't lose heart. It's going to be just fabulous.
Okay.
Yes, and real quick before
Suzanne.
You go, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Did we lose
you? Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Well, the one with the bell rings.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. Fabulous. Can't miss that one.
Love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
And have a beautiful holiday season. Okay, love and light. Oops, I'm a bad operator. I keep cutting people off. All right, 914, thank you for waiting. We're going to try and get your reading in. Let me get your name, please.
Hi, lovely Lynn. It's Kat. I just had to come on and say hi and happy holidays. I just
Katarina?
So excited to hear your voice. Yeah.
Is it Kat?
Oh,
yes,
hi, beautiful.
Yes. This is, oh, my goodness, this is, can I talk about your work a little bit?
Oh, I'd rather talk about yours. You're amazing.
Okay. Kat's a filmmaker, and she's doing some amazing work, some really good indie films.
Awesome.
Can I just say the name of your latest one, just so people can look
sure,
it up?
Sure, if you'd like. If you'd like, I'd be honored. Thank you.
Okay. All right, go for it. Let's give a little shout out to what you're working on right now. You go ahead.
It's called The Shattering Grounds. It's almost done. I have some little tinkerings left to do in post, and then I'll be done and hopefully move on to the next one.
Excellent. So, you'll be getting some PR stuff out when it's ready. But, I keep cheering Kat on as she pursues her film career. It's very exciting. Anyway, did you want to ask any questions of Jody and me?
If you do have a moment, that would be fabulous. Thank you.
Do you remember, I have read for you before, Katarina, you remember that?
Yeah.
And there was an energy that came through named Aldo?
Yes.
Okay, well, yes. Aldo is here again, and how's your mom?
She's good. She has a little pain in her legs every once in a while, but other than that, thank God she's good.
Okay, well, he's always appeared as, he looks to me like a monk, and he raises,
mm-hmm.
he is a glass of wine dude, and he's raising a glass of wine to her and just sending her love, specifically to your mom.
Beautiful.
Okay, so, he's quite the character. So I'm going to just pop you over to Jody real quick and see what Jody picks up, or did you have a specific question, or just sort of general?
I was wondering about my next project, when you might think I'd be getting that going.
Okay, let's see what we pick up here.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem, Kat. Okay. Anything coming up for you, Jody?
I'm seeing the number 12, so it feels like if we're looking at the number 12, I feel like it would be next December. Would that be too far off?
Yeah, I would like to be done with it by that time. Maybe could it be this one? This December? I mean,
yes, I was actually wondering that myself. But you're not talking about finishing one up. You're talking about when are you starting the next one, right?
Yeah, like just getting the the team together for it, perhaps, like, you know, the groundwork.
Absolutely.
I think
it could
done,
be
but...
December.
Oh,
it
awesome.
Could be December or maybe it's the 12th of January. But there is something also next year in December. How long does it take when you're working on these different projects to complete them? Is it about 9 months?
Yeah, it can take that long. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel a little like you're hoping that you'll never be finishing during the holidays again. It feels like it's a little too much chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it also feels to me that there is also, like, because you've got that final push and it's during the holidays, there's added inspiration because people want to get things wrapped up for the old, you know, before the new year. So there's a little bit of something there about the energy that comes in with it. So I do think this one is getting wrapped up real soon, and then you're going to start the next one. But I would say you might end up finishing, I'm hearing, September on this next one, and then you'll be free and clear. And then I have a feeling it's not going to be until January or maybe December that you start the next. Have you thought about what your next project is?
Have I thought, yes, I have. It starts with the letter I. That's the one that you're saying that I'll be done with in September.
Okay. Is that something based on spirituality?
Yes, yeah.
Is it a film about spirituality? I feel like it's going to be a catalyst. It's going to be a catalyst for you. It's going to be something very personal to you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like something is going to be life-changing, and next September is very important. So pay attention, and don't cut any corners with this next film. I feel like it's really important. This guy that Lynn was talking about coming in, what was his name? Is it Aldo?
Yeah, his name's Aldo. We think it's Father Aldo, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And is he one of your guides, Lynn?
No, he connects with Katerina's mother. He's very drawn to Kat's mom, and is always sort of cheering, raising a glass to her, and just saying. I think he would speak in Italian because I don't understand what he's saying. But he's always so cheerful, and he's kind of like a happy energy around her. But it's always
Since
not
he's a little chubby.
Like, yeah, chubby round little dude. Almost like a fire tuck sort of guy. Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And I see his feet up. It's like a feet up in front of a fireplace. He's bit laid back, but I think he really is. The cheering with the wine is also about this next endeavor. It's about the spirituality with it. There's something, I feel like he's going to like whatever it is that you're working on, and in some way maybe even help you with it, because I feel he really very much approves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
he's like
awesome.
A helping sort of guy. Yeah, really, he wants to, he just like cheering for you and cheering with that, like he's raising his glass and that go kind of thing. Lovely. I'm glad you picked up on him. He's a sweetie pie. He pops up every time I was with talking to Kat. So good. We're almost out of time, Kat. How are you doing there, Jody? Anything more coming through?
Just make sure to follow your inner guide on this next project, your inner guidance, you're going to probably spend a lot of time focusing and meditating on what you want in this film. And I think that's the right way to go into it, is a very meditative state. I see the hermit card from the tarot deck, which is about looking internally for guidance. And make sure to follow what you really want, as opposed to listening too much to what other people think you should do. Make sure to do what you think is important, because this is going to be very, very important for you to create. This next one is kind of your baby, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Is the hermit card too, also, because there's a Virgo that I really want to work with. Isn't that the Virgo card? Could that be an indication of him as well, you think?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's possible. I do think that gentleman is going to work with you, though. I do think he's going to come in and work with you.
Oh, awesome. Oh,
you're
going to
have a real
good
connection with him. You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank you both. So, thank you.
Well,
hang
on,
Kat. Such a joy just hearing your voice. You're so
amazing.
Oh, I
love you, Kat. Yep.
Love you.
No, I love
you. It's such a pleasure meeting Jody.
Don't go yet. I have a little bit for you.
Okay.
And what I got was an image. I drew a picture of a turnstile, and I see that your project, I love what Jody said about this pet project becoming the one that that really sets you off like a rocket. This turnstile is like turning you from one project, then you're going to go right to another one. I see you working a lot. The name Gary comes in, and it's just what I get is like a horizon with wide path leading into it, like expanding, much expansion for you. And I think you're going to rock this next project, Kat. So keep us posted. Yeah,
Thank you.
In yourself. Yeah, just keep believing in yourself, and don't let anybody harsh your buzz. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let them tell you. You tell them. So we're just about to end. You can find Jody on www.connectedbyspirit.com. I am at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And if you need to talk or you need any support over the holidays, join the support group on Sacred Embers on Facebook. Okay, thank you so much to all our callers. Thank you for listening. We are so glad that you called in, and have a beautiful holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
And happy happy.